Hey fans, this is MA Nuts, episode 768.
768!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MA Show, by MA fans, for MA fans, we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Are you drinking goldfish water?
Yeah, goldfish water.
It's not Goldschlager. It's
goldfish water. Goldschlager still a thing? Is
that I don't know. It's like Rumpelmans and Goldschlager. I don't know. And Everclear. Ugh. All that nasty beers and hard liquors from college days and
Jägermeister.
Ugh. That was the worst.
Southern Comfort.
Black licorice. Oh, I got so ill off of that in high school.
Southern Comfort? Yeah. My buddy used to drink it with Mountain Dew. He'd walk around with a fifth of Southern Comfort and a 2 liter of Mountain Dew and pass it to people. Here, one and the other. Slam it down.
Ugh.
Bad. People puking everywhere.
Yep. Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, God.
And then people drinking Boone's Farm. All the fucking poor man wines. And back when wine coolers were on the scene, that shit started, I think, in high school. And then Zima. Tries something different. That's all the college shit. Like malt liquor or malt alcohol, whatever the fuck that shit was.
Yes.
I don't even know what's on the liquor scene. I just know liquor sales are down.
Probably.
Big time.
Makes sense.
Everyone's trying to be healthy. And I don't know if these kids are even going out to bars anymore. You know, back how we would always go out. And everyone was in their
20s. Seems like not. They go to the club.
Yeah, that's right. So let's see. I don't have any Bears stuff. Do you have any Bears stuff for this week?
No, other than, hey, the season's starting here. And
isn't it starting this weekend?
It is.
Fucking A. That's something to look forward to. That's exciting news. We'll see what happens. I did play some bets, and I'm not jinxing them this year. And neither is Caleb being on the cover of EA's sports, whatever, fucking Madden 27. It's not a jinx. So I put 100 on them to win the conference. It seems reasonable. I think it's like a 4-1 bet. And then put 55 on them to win the Super Bowl. And I don't remember what that one pays, but it's like, I think it's like plus 2,400.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, because I want to say they're in the mid-range. I know it's a tough haul for them to get there, but fuck, who knows? Anything can happen. They can catch lightning in a bottle. Can you do it twice? Can they be explosive and win games at the end again and give us heart attacks all fucking season long? I hope not. And then I want to switch to White Sox. Did you see this shit? They're talking about building a new ballpark on the river.
No.
So one of the owners had tweeted this out. So they want to put a fucking stadium right here on the river in some rail yard. And these fucking renderings are awesome. It's just apparently there's going to be no fucking, I think that says Northwestern Medical right there next to it. But that'd be pretty dope. You fucking just take a ferry in. No parking garage like Wrigley. So that will be interesting. I mean, where the stadium is now for the White Sox, I haven't been there in probably fucking 20 years or so. But it's just, it's in a shitty neighborhood. It's fucking sketchy as fuck where it is. So
outside, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, from where we live, it's fucking far to get there. It takes a long time. So,
yeah. So I don't know when they're talking about doing this, but I just saw these pictures. It's kind of like the Bears, right? You put all these pictures up fucking like 5 years ago or whenever they started these talks of all this hope and dreams. Now I don't give a shit, but you know, just fucking win some football games, win some baseball games. Both. I think everyone's doing well. No, like Cubs, Sox, they're all fucking doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Could be playoff bound. Could it be the Subway Series that they always talked about, like Cubs Sox World Series?
That'd be epic. Yeah,
they'd be. I can't even imagine how many more fights there'd be. There's already enough fights when they have those fucking games. And I just wanted to do a couple things from like the fights that happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna show this one picture. I'm gonna have to heavily blur it out, but This was a bloodbath between these two ladies.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I saw this.
This is
BJ
reminiscent.
Penn and Frankie. No,
Joe Stevenson.
Joe Stevenson. That's it.
It's where he was rear naked choked him and fucking blood is spurting out. And then that's where he like licked his glove and licked the blood off. I'm like, oh, so much HIV you just got and received. So I saw that. And what else? MVP fought over a weekend. I think he landed 12 strikes the entire fight. And the UFC is not going to re-sign him. Shocker. I don't know.
Shocking.
It just never worked out for him. I just this point style, like it
Yeah.
can be exciting. Like Lyoto Machida was fun to watch. Wonderboy was okay, but MVP just he just clowns too much. It's not fun, and especially if you're not knocking fuckers out. Like you got to be knocking fuckers out if you're doing that shit.
I think you do. Yeah, otherwise it's just dancing around, right?
Yeah. And then the one other thing, the Valentina Shevchenko, she got injured and they just stripped the belt from her, which was weird. Because then Chris Cyborg tweeted out, she's like, listen, Kayla Harrison's last fight was June of 2025, and Valentina's last fight was November 15th of 2025. So she's saying, well, if they strip Valentina, they should strip Kayla, right?
Makes sense. Equal
Right, like
opportunity stripping. I mean, what?
that's
Yeah.
exactly. Everyone needs a strip, Grandma, Grandma Cyborg. That's insane. She's 41, Grandma. Meemaw. What else is happening out there?
Let me see. What do I got? Well, Alex Pereira is talking about fighting Ciryl Gane for a rematch. He said it's going to happen. He said that after some time resting, what I needed to do after much work after my last fight, many people are talking with who will Alex fight? He said, I'm seeing many opinions, but I think the fight that makes sense is Ciryl Gane. I'm going to work on that. And from what I'm seeing, it's definitely going to happen. He said there were illegal shots in the last fight. He wants another opportunity. What do you think? Chama, he says.
Sure, why not? Light it up. Let's get like there's heavyweight is dead right now. We need some fire. I need Rico Verhoeven in here. Lighting these
Ooh,
motherfuckers up.
that would be epic, yeah.
Like what happened? He did that boxing against Usyk and got kind of fucked in that one. And then is he going to PFL? I don't know if he's actually decided. He's not going to go back to Glory. Maybe UFC. I think that would be exciting. Get him in here and let him knock these motherfuckers out. Make MVP go up to heavyweight and then let Verhoeven just fucking plow him down. Like, you want to shuck and jive? I'll fucking knock you out. I like that.
Yeah.
Let's do the sponsor action.
Okay. It's no secret that studies are finding microplastics in blood, brain, heart, lungs, and in men's reproductive organs.
Whoa.
No shit. To reduce plastic exposure, I personally use a stainless steel water bottle. But there's one place most
Got
people
like
never think to look: your clothes. I started wearing Underdog's hemp-length tees. Their tees are made with their patent-pending DuraFlow fabric. 51% hemp for durability, 31% bamboo for breathability, 18% organic cotton for comfort, zero polyester, zero PFAs, just natural fibers built to last.
that's right. I got mine on right now.
It looks good
I
on you.
like the thin neck. It's super comfortable.
Yeah.
Love it. Maybe the best part about Underdog, they have a lifetime warranty on all their tees. If it ever rips or wears out, they'll replace it free forever. That's how confident they are with quality. That sounds crazy. That's crazy talk to me.
That does sound crazy.
For a limited time only, our listeners are getting up to 30% off. That's at underdog.com. That's UNDRDOG.com for up to 30% off. And after you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. And right back to the show. Did you see this horse shit? So, you know how UFC's been fighting in Vegas. I don't remember if this was at their performance institute, but a bunch of fighters are jumping over the cage. So the NSAC was like, oh, we're gonna fucking hold everyone's purse. And then they fucking decided to fine people. And they're like, okay, $2,500 fine. Max Holloway, Patty Pimblett, Gable Stevenson. And I think from the fights over the weekend, someone in the press asked Dana White, hey, what do you think about what the NSAC is doing here? Because, we got to step back and just say they're a bunch of fucking retards. Because back in the day, they were trying to ban Nick Diaz from fighting forever for fucking marijuana. And then they're like, well, let's do a 5 year. And they basically fucked the guy's career. So that's how dumb these people are. So now Dana is saying, well, you should probably just look at the intent of what the fighter is doing. Hey, if they jump over the cage and they go after like some other fighter or someone in the crowd, yeah, fine the shit out of them. But if they jump over the cage and they're just celebrating or just having fun, leave them alone. Like,
Yeah, what's the
I
problem? I don't get what the problem is. It doesn't make any sense to.
Yeah, it's
Wow,
just
it's
these
cool.
fucking dipshits. It's like the mall security guards who think they have some fucking power, right? I'm like, fuck off. You have no power. Try to tell me I can't wear my hat backwards in your mall. I'm like, yeah, really? When I'm in fucking high school, I told them to go fuck themselves. Well, we're gonna go call the police. I'm like, I'm gonna be in that arcade playing them pinballs. You can come and get me with my hat
That's
backwards.
right.
I don't give a shit. Young, skinny me, giving no fucks. Well, it's just happened.
Yeah, there was a so there was some talk. I don't know where I read this, but there was a conversation on some website or video I saw in the last week. I couldn't find the link anymore, but they were talking about having something now that there's no pay-per-views for UFC event and having something called majors, which is like certain cards are considered major cards or whatever you want to call it, but having like a designated spot a few times a year where that is like the creme de la creme hype card. You don't pay for it, but it's going to be badass because the idea here was is that everything has become so watered down that it's all kind of just okay. Instead of having these monster, like monster cards that we're used to. What do you think about that?
Better quality cards, I'm all for it. However you want to label it, I don't care. Because in the past, it was always the numbered cards, but now those aren't even coming up to par anymore. The UFC White House card was fucking epic, but you won't be able to do that again. And
No.
then what are you going to wait for UFC 400? And try to make that. So I think you got to do something. I'm okay with that. I like that plan. Make more exciting shit and really, and they even did it with like when they were at the Sphere. Like that was more spectacle too.
Yeah.
I kind of like the more interesting places to do things, but then make that whatever you want to call that, your major or your staple. Do it in unique spots and then fucking stack the cards. But I mean, that should be the goal always. You should always be wanting to stack the card. I mean, I get at least once a month, I want a fucking stack card. I don't feel like we're getting that. It's probably, I think we're at like a 6 month flow. Nick, it's hard. Like, I don't want to watch Pie Guy one versus Pie Guy two. I want to see fighters in the top 10 going at it. I want
Yeah.
stakes on the fucking line, preferably exciting title fights, but you're not always getting that. So, yep. And did you hear this shit? There was allegedly supposed to be MMA fighter was gonna fight a full grown chimpanzee
I thought that was,
sometime.
yeah, that sounds crazy. I is that really gonna happen? Do you think he's
I think it's just bullshit rumor. But what do you think would happen?
I think the MMA fighter would get ripped in half. If you piss that chimpanzee off, I think that he would die. Like literally, he would probably rip off an arm and beat him to death with it, is what a
I think
chimpanzee
he'd bite his dick off.
would prop that too.
Like, bite his dick and twist it. Fuck, man. Ugh. Yeah, I want that story to be real, but I don't know where you could even sanction that. You gotta be overseas. You gotta be in fucking like Uzbekistan or Albania. There's a tip for you. You have a Albanian VPN. You don't have to watch any YouTube ads ever.
Ooh, so I've heard.
Yeah, you can thank Elon Musk for that one. And then we'll take a little break here. We'll do a little more ads.
This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 79% off plus 4 months free with code MMANUTS. Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hayabusa. Combat gear created for fighters and fitness practitioners at all levels. Save 10% off with code MAD. Purity Coffee. Organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
And we're back, just like that. See the magic of editing. What else is happening out there?
Let's see. I'll show you a video. There's Renato Mar oh no, sorry, Marlon Moraes,
Okay.
former UFC fighter, apparently has become why can't I ever freaking
Lucha Libre fighter.
New. Hang on. I just
a,
have
a
trouble sharing.
Porn star named now I can say it.
No, here you go. So he's there doing it. This guy on the left, okay. There's this other cop. This guy on the left has been causing some trouble. Like he's just resisting shit. So he's going to step to him, and then he says, I don't think so. Takes him down.
No more step against me. Fuck. You want to go? You're going to go.
That was a nice trip takedown there.
Yeah. I think it was pretty impressive how quickly he used his skills, MMA skills. Took him right down. Little single leg trip kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Put him on his back.
I like that.
So I didn't want to show the whole thing, but they were talking to him. They were being like really impatient with him, and he was just being a dick. And then he decided to step towards the cop, which is probably not the best idea.
No, and he got lucky because some of these cops, you know, they'll reach for the taser or they'll reach for the gun and just bap, 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 bap. It's coming right for me. I had to stand my
yes.
ground.
Well, okay. And then as a contrast, hang on, do I have this? I thought I had it. Oh, yeah. I wanted to show you this Georgia trooper, which apparently, tell me what you think about this. Two different ways to handle a situation. So apparently, here's some chaos happening, right? And somebody gets annoyed and takes their truck. And this is not the cops. Some dude goes crazy because these people are in the street. He's like running
Oof,
people
he's
over.
He's running people over.
Here comes the trooper, right? I forgot what you call this, but, you know, he gets
pit
him stopped.
Maneuver.
Yeah. So he gets that going. Watch this freaking Rambo cop. Check this shit out. Gun out on the hood. Get out of the car. Still holding on. He drags this guy out of the car. Puts
yeah.
the gun away. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I'm all for this.
This is
how,
really.
He's lucky he didn't shoot him right off the bat. If he's
yeah,
running people over.
I mean, this is some Rambo shit if you've ever seen it. So epic to stay calm like that. And he
yeah.
arrests him, you know? So.
Love it.
I just like to show that because we always see the bad things. There are some police officers, I'm sure, who are amazing and some who are not. But kudos,
yeah, there's
kudos
a mix.
To both of those dudes for using the appropriate amount of force. That's
somewhere
I mean.
Between 6 and 7. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Can't be doing it. We'll do it every show now. I like to be behind the times. That's what it's all about. I saw this. We've seen this guy before. There's this Russian boxer that just fucking unloads on these heavy bags. I just love the percussion here. Hopefully,
cool.
I shared sound.
Got the tracksuit and everything. Damn.
It's like a fucking bomb going off. It just looks effortless because he's not like that big of a dude. It's just. Technique is crisp and speed is fast.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
What else is happening?
What else is happening? Let's see. I want to play. So I got a couple KO type things and something funny. Oh, here. Stumbled upon GSP, who's out in the wild doing some weird things. I hope this is it.
Potentially gay. Stuff.
Okay, stuff. He's doing a little kicking action out in the wild.
I saw this. They were throwing spears at that thing.
They were, and then it's for some TV show, and you know, it's all bloodied up, and then he kicks the head off. Still got it. I want to see him do the Jean-Claude Van Damme action, you know? Like,
Yeah.
boom, still looking good.
Love
Didn't blow out an
it.
ACL or MCL, thankfully.
No. And then you have GSP. I got Rob doing some work, so let's pull him up here.
Okay, let's see.
Share.
Oh my God.
Sign on titties.
Oh my God.
I didn't know that was a thing anymore.
Apparently,
Like,
it's still a thing.
people sign, and especially like from a fighter, sign my titty ball. I don't speak your language. I don't know. You want to see a fun injury?
Oh God, I'm scared.
This is pretty mellow. Hey, hang on. I gotta go back because they like to play it. I don't know if I want to put sound on. All right.
You
So
said it's mellow, it's not crazy.
it's not crazy.
Oh God, that looks crazy. What do you
It looks AI. What do you mean?
mean? Oh man, that looks bad.
He's not moving. It's just sitting
He's very skinny.
there. That
I'm
could be a
both legs.
problem. Which way you want to go? I'm going that way, I guess. Fuck, permanently.
Ow.
Yeah. I think that's the sixth or seventh one I've seen. I feel nothing when I see that. That's how fucked up I've become to this sport. What else is going on out there?
I got a couple news. Well, it's kind of one's a kind of a KO, but not really another one.
Yeah.
Yo, do you want me to go for that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, Andy Ruiz, you know, heavyweight boxer,
Yeah.
had a fight over the weekend.
He's got the weirdest body type.
Didn't go so well for him. Here he is fighting this Russian, Damian Kniba. Stuns him a little bit, bangs
Oof.
him up. I mean, he's
He's
just,
on Queer Street.
he is, goes down, right? They're
Whoa,
going to give him
oof.
some time.
Oh, you gotta call the fight right there.
Tough as shit, right?
You're
He's
trying to
like,
kill the
I'm
guy.
good. I'm good. I'm good. He's like,
Wow.
I think he's not gonna let him go.
You
He's not.
better not. You better stop that shit. Oh my God, they fucking let that continue.
He did. Still going.
It's like his
He's
left
not
leg
doing
wants to
anything.
give
He's just
out.
taking a
No.
beating, man. Still standing though. Tough as shit.
Yeah, fuck. If I'm the ref, I'm stopping the fight right there.
I think when he gets up, I'm stopping it too. You can't let that go on.
No way. But I mean, some people want blood. Crowd wants blood. Do you have another KO?
I do. Here we go. I don't know if you want me to keep going.
Yeah,
Here's
I just
one
have one that I'll add.
BKFC. Enzo Tobia. I think these are nasty when these happen like this. He's just like,
Yeah, I
good
try.
night.
Can't remember the UFC one like that.
I mean,
The
he
guy
got
got
another in,
pinned.
another right in there too.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
He's out. It's just the ropes are holding him up.
Yeah. I don't like these when I see them like that. Not a fan.
No, not great. And I will add to it with this one. It's a little Muay Thai. Oh.
Ooh, ooh. Damn, even oof, ow.
Oh, and just when he bounced and he's stiff, he's jerking himself off. I don't know what's going on. It's fucking weird.
That is weird.
And then got a couple tweets and then knowledge, unless you have anything else.
No, just some knowledge.
Okay. Here's this one. Vapes are training you to suck robot dick. Just be aware the robots are coming. I don't know if you saw this training.
Oh God, this freaking pictures. I thought we lost we this picture died.
No, it'll be around forever. Fucking hitting him in the schlong. Knowledge, what do you got?
Yeah, I think we might have seen this before, but I just want to bring this back. Do you remember if this is something we've seen? He does a little flip and then he's like, out he goes.
We might have.
Someone forgot to close the cage. I feel like I've seen this before, but I thought it was funny.
It's all good. I feel like you even brought it to us.
I might have. I don't know. I was trying to remember.
That's all good. Let's see. I got three things. I'm trying to open everything up here. But I just bought Borderlands 4.
Oh, God. That's
just came out.
Is that new?
Yeah, it was on, it's like $30 on Amazon. So I bought the hard disk. You know, it's weird. I don't understand why digital is, they're still trying to sell it full price. So I bought that. I started playing it last night. I'm back into Borderlands, man.
It's is it good?
Yeah, it's just like how it was, just scoping around, getting guns. And they give you the options of, do you want to be easy, normal, or hard? I'm like, normal's fine. I die sufficiently enough already in normal, but it's been a lot of fun. So I'm going to keep playing, try to get that end game shit.
Okay.
I don't know.
Still all about collecting guns and stuff?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay. I don't know what the story is, because I tend to skip a lot of story and just go kill people. I'm like, I just need guns. Just let me shoot people. So whatever my character is, his special skill, he just throws like two guns up on his shoulders. And then while you're shooting, my biggest problem is I keep running out of fucking ammo. And I got to keep rotating to the next gun. I'm like, what the fuck? So I got to figure out how to, I know you can upgrade the ammo. I just forget at what stage in the game where you can buy bigger packs. Mm-hmm. So I got to explore that, because I seem to be running out of everything. And I hate when you're in the middle of the fight and you're like, oh, let me try to open this crate to get some fucking more ammo. And then I'm getting shot in the back. So we'll see. It's fun. It's just like the old days. And then I got to share some ladies. Here's Laura Cinco.
Oh, hey, no.
She's hanging out, her and her two friends.
Looks cold where they are. Where the hell
yeah.
are they?
I think she likes to go to Colorado a lot, or at least post pictures from there.
Okay.
Videos. Well, okay, Hansen saying thank you and good night.
All right.
Likes to hang out on the farm.
Some nice shorts.
Yep.
Stamp of approval. It's a 10.
Look at all ladies in them days, Dukes.
Ugh. All right. Well, go Bears. Hopefully we get
That's
our
right.
win. I think we're playing the Jags or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Jags, Panthers, some kind of a feline.
Panthers. I think Panthers might be right. Yes.
So, all right. That's it.
All righty. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing. Pew.